This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole his face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Me damn sure the pilot washed his hands to seal his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432. Mr. Obama is talking about how fake news will break down American democracy, which I thought was one of the most ironic statements I've ever heard. I mean, isn't mainstream media nothing but fake news? And now we have Mr. Obama lamenting how a fake news will break down American democracy. He was speaking in Berlin, Germany last week, and he cautioned the world about the threat fake news poses to democracy. And here's his quote: "We are not serious about facts and what's true and what's not, and particularly in an age of social media where so many people are getting their information in sound bites and snippets off phones. If we can't discriminate between serious arguments and propaganda, then we have problems," Obama explained at his joint press conference with Angela Merkel. "If people, whether they're conservative, liberal, left or right, are unwilling to compromise and engage in the democratic process and are taking absolutist views and demonizing opponents, then democracy will break down." Well, isn't that what the left has been doing? Frankly, isn't that what I have seen? This is what I have seen going on. Number one, the left has now become everything that they have decried the right for. They are now exhibiting the worst traits that they accused everyone else of. And I find it, again, ironic that Mr. Obama would be talking about fake news when we saw with the WikiLeaks of John Podesta's emails that it was all fake. It was all fake. You had Donna Brazil giving questions to Hillary Clinton. Was that real or was that fake? You had reports of all these news outlets in cahoots with the Hillary Clinton campaign. CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS News, all in cahoots with the Hillary Clinton campaign. All fake. So, Brian Seltzer. He's CNN's media correspondent. I don't even know what he is. What is he? He's the media guy. And so what what Brian Seltzer was saying. This is on his Sunday show. Because, of course, this narrative that Donald Trump was elected president of the United States because of the fake news stories going viral is something that the liberal media and CNN's Brian Seltzer in particular have been harping for a while now, like at least a week now. This has been their narrative. I want you to listen to Brian Seltzer talking about the fake news sites. Okay, I think it's all fake news, frankly. But what's the distinction? Yeah. Oh man. Okay. Let me get this. The live news show. This thing isn't. This isn't coming up. Wait a minute. I'll have it for you. 1 second. Just give me a second here. Okay, here we go. All right, here's a soundbite.
Fake news websites set out to confuse people, but they're only one symptom of a bigger, broader disease, a breakdown in trust, a breakdown in a shared set of facts. This had been happening well before Donald Trump entered the presidential race, but it is now accelerating. But Trump supporters, they just keep running with it. They never fact-check anything. Now, to be clear, fake news infects the left and the right. I've seen Clinton supporters sharing fake links this week with election-related conspiracy theories. But the evidence indicates that this is more of a problem on the right, among some, not all, but some Trump supporters. So how does this end? With no one trusting anything? There's more fact-checking than ever, but fewer people trusting the facts. Are we moving more into an authoritarian media climate? More like Russia or China? I don't know. I feel so empty and frankly so pessimistic about this.
Now that's really... the boy that cried wolf, isn't it? I mean, he feels so empty. I mean, look, I don't even know where to begin to unpack this, but let me try. He talks about do we not trust anything? No, we don't trust anything you say. And then he talked about moving into an authoritarian media climate like Russia or China. That's exactly what the media is, dum-dum. And that's why we don't trust you. We don't trust you. That's what's happened. You're the fake news. That's what's happened. Because you have... Spent all your time campaigning for Hillary Clinton. I mean, all you did was demagogue Donald Trump and prop up Hillary Clinton. And you told everyone that Donald Trump did not have a path to 270, that he would never be the nominee. That Hillary Clinton was going to win this thing in a landslide. I mean, even the night of the election, you said that. So no, we don't trust you. We don't trust anything you say. And talking about fake news. Do you not understand that we are openly ridiculing you now? Do you not get that? I guess not. I mean, this is how clueless the media is, that they actually come out and talk about fake news when they're the fake news. And that somehow Trump supporters were confused by the fake news sites. And so that's why Donald Trump won. Because, again, you know, Donald Trump supporters are dummies. They fall for fake news. No, actually, they didn't fall for your fake news. So what does that say about the Donald Trump supporters? Maybe they're smarter than what you give them credit for. What do you think? I think so.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I want to, I didn't get to this. I've been meaning to get to this story, and that is the Hollywood Reporter released the much-anticipated Michael Wolff interview with Steve Bannon. This was over the weekend, and I just hadn't gotten to it yet. As a preface, Wolff reveals that Bannon, unlike virtually anyone else in the credible media, predicted exactly how things would play out. And here is a quote from the article. This is from the Hollywood Reporter. And it's a great article, and it really just encapsulates exactly what Stephen Bannon is. And it's probably the first article that I've read that is actually accurate, that does not demagogue him. So he writes, in late summer, when I went up to see Steve Bannon, recently named CEO of the Donald Trump presidential campaign in his office at Trump Tower in New York, he outlined a preposterous sounding scenario. Trump, he said, would do surprisingly well among women, Hispanics, and African Americans, in addition to working men, and hence take Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, and therefore the election. On November 15th, when I went back to Trump Tower, Bannon, promoted by the president-elect to chief strategist for the incoming administration and by the media as the official symbol of all things hateful and virulent about the coming Trump presidency, said, as matter-of-factly as when he first sketched it out for me, I told you so. Maybe naming Steve Bannon the chief strategist is not a bad idea. So I wanted to pick out some notable excerpts from the interview, starting with Wolff's description of what he saw on the day he visited Trump. Talk about fake news. He writes, the New York Times, in a widely circulated article, will describe this day at Trump Tower as a scene of disarray for the transition team. It appears the New York Times was being a source of fake news again. In fact, it's all hands on. Mike Pence, the vice president and transition chief, and Reince Priebus, the new chief of staff, shuttling between full conference rooms. Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law and by many accounts his closest advisor, conferring in the halls. Senator Jeff Sessions, in and out of meetings on the transition team floor. Rudy Giuliani, upstairs with Trump. Overheard, is the boss meeting with Rudy or just shooting the SHIT? And Bannon, with a long line of men and women outside his corner office, is this disarray? It's a peculiarly focused and organized kind. Also, he writes about picking Bannon as the subject of the interview. He says it's simple. He's the brains behind the operation. The man whose job is to make the Trump regime intellectually and historically cogent. The focus on Bannon, if not necessarily the description, is right. He is the man with the idea. If Trumpism is to represent something intellectually and historically coherent, it's Bannon's job to make it so. In this, he could not be a less reassuring or more confusing figure for liberals. Fiercely intelligent, yet reflexively drawn to the inverse of every liberal assumption and a liberal assumption. He talks about how he was a working-class kid. He enlisted in the Navy after high school. He got a degree from Virginia Tech, then Georgetown, then Harvard Business School. Then he went to Goldman Sachs. Then he became a dealmaker and an entrepreneur in Hollywood, where in an unlikely and very lucky deal matchup, he gets a lucrative piece of Seinfeld royalties, ensuring his own small fortune, and then into the outer world of the white right-wing conspiracy and conservative media. I don't know if people know this, but Bannon was an early investor of Seinfeld, and therefore continues to get that free money, that mailbox money that comes, the check that comes in the mail called residual income. Also, Bannon talks about being a fan of darkness. Michael Wolff writes, darkness is good, says Bannon, who amid the suits surrounding him at Trump Tower looks like a graduate student in his T-shirt, open button down and tatty blue blazer, albeit a 62-year-old graduate student. Dick Cheney, Darth Vader, Satan, that's power. It only helps us when they, I believe by they he means liberals in the media, already promoting calls for his ouster, get it wrong, when they're blind to who we are and what we're doing. What he means by that is, and a lot of liberal pundits have talked about this quote, about how he talks about how darkness is good, Dick Cheney, Darth Vader, and Satan. What he's talking about is he's talking about when he's portrayed like that, that it's good. Why? Because they're underestimating him. That's what he means by that. He means that by them putting him in that basket of deplorables, if you will, that helps him. He's like, good, bring it on. Let them mischaracterize me. That's just fine. I have no problem with that. That's exactly true. And time again, they have mischaracterize Bannon just like they mischaracterized Donald Trump. And look, make no mistake about this. The minute he took control of the campaign is when the campaign was righted. The ship was righted because you saw a much more disciplined on message candidate. And when Bannon took control, I knew that that's what they were doing. Look, I know Steve Bannon. I've had the pleasure of meeting him a few times, and he is like a graduate student or a college professor. You would if you didn't know him, you'd think he was some disheveled homeless dude. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. waters. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Say you want a revolution, well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution, well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright?
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. It's the economy, stupid. That's what people never realized, or I should say, that's what the media and the elites never understood about Donald Trump's populist message. It's not about nationalism or white nationalism or racism or xenophobia or anything. It's about the economy, stupid. That's what these people fail to realize. They failed to realize it with Brexit as well. Because I guess they're so... they have such a level of dissonance that they don't realize what's happening. And so that the elites equate people wanting... Look, the whole message of Donald Trump, make America great again, it was an economic message. It wasn't a message of, we want to go back to the 1950s and back to a time of racism and back to a time of Archie Bunker. No. It was about the economy, stupid. So I want to go back to this Bannon article in the Hollywood Reporter, which, by the way, a genius for Stephen Bannon to talk with Michael Wolff, the Hollywood Reporter. I mean, he's the entertainment reporter for the Hollywood Reporter. Genius. So he also discussed with Wolff the battle line that's inside America's Great Divide. This is the thing that, again, the media didn't get, and that, frankly, the Democrat Party didn't get. He writes, Wolff writes about Bannon. He absolutely, mockingly rejects the idea that this is a racial line. I am not a white nationalist. I am a nationalist. I am an economic nationalist, he tells me. Look, this is what I've been saying for a while now. To equate somehow nationalism and populism as bad, and to give it monikers like, you're a nativist, there's this nativist strain going on. You've heard this from quote-unquote intellectuals out of Washington, New York. Since when is that a bad thing? Again, Trump went directly to the people with this message, especially in the Rust Belt parts of the United States, where he redrew the election map, and that's why he won. So he goes on to say, Steve Bannon, the globalists gutted the American working class and created a middle class in Asia. The issue now is about Americans looking not to get effed over. If we deliver by we, he means the Trump White House. We'll get 60% of the white vote and 40% of the black and Hispanic vote, and we'll govern for 50 years. That's what the Democrats missed. They were talking to these people with companies with a $9 billion market cap employing 9 people. That's not reality. They lost sight of what the world is about. This is exactly, exactly true. I mean, it's and that's why the message resonated with everyday people. You know, why did this billionaire from Manhattan resonate with the steel worker that's out of work in Michigan? Why? Because of his message. He was able to message. It's very simple. So he goes on to write, Michael Wolff, Trump's strategist, talking about Bannon, views himself as a simple symbol. The fall of the establishment. He also slams the media. The media bubble is the ultimate symbol of what's wrong with this country. It's just a circle of people talking to themselves who have no effing idea what's going on. If the New York Times didn't exist, CNN, MSNBC would be a test pattern. He's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. That's what this was about. And again, the media failed to recognize it and report about it. They were too busy calling the Donald Trump supporters racists and xenophobes. They did the same thing with Brexit. And I dare say they're probably going to do the same thing in Europe. We're going to see this. We're going to see the same thing playing over again in the elections in France. Bannon represents, he not unreasonably believes, the fall of the establishment. The self-satisfied, inbred, and homogeneous views of the establishment are both what he is against and what has provided the opening for the Trump revolution. The media bubble is the ultimate symbol of what's wrong with this country, he said. It's just, again, a circle of people talking to themselves. He talks about how the Huffington Post and everything else is predicated on the New York Times. It's a close circle of information from which Hillary Clinton got all her information and her confidence. That was our opening. That is, look, that's so true. I said that the other day. I had a guest on this guy from Talk Media News, Brian, and I told him the same thing. I gave him a dressing down here on the show, and I said, listen, you got to read more than the Washington Post and the New York Times for your news. Like, I would get people coming on my show, and they'd be like, well, you know, Hillary's going to win because all the polls say so, and because I read it in the New York Times. I'm like, no, you're so wrong. See, that's the problem. Is everybody in D.C., everybody in Washington is reading the same crap and then just spewing the same nonsense at their cocktail parties on Embassy Row or the Upper West Side of Manhattan or in Georgetown. Just spewing the same nonsense. A bunch of beta males spewing the same nonsense, talking to each other, trying to outdo each other to regurgitate what they read this morning at the in the op-ed section of the New York Times, and somehow that makes them seem intelligent to everyone else. Oh, did you read so-and-so's article today in the New York Times? And that's all they do. They spew the same nonsense. And they have no idea. They have no idea. Bannon talks about an entirely new political movement. One which drives the conservatives crazy. He talks about how a monetary policy will coexist with fiscal stimulus. Bannon has a simple explanation. He plans to rebuild everything, courtesy of negative interest rates and cheap debt throughout the world. Only problem is they might not be negative for too long. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a cup.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. Well, Democrats are wondering if identity politics did them in. You think? Some Democrats are beginning to openly wonder if identity politics did them in on Election Day and left them watching Donald Trump and congressional Republicans win the White House and keep control of Congress. The soul-searching seems likely to continue for months, possibly right up until the next election cycle. But less than 2 weeks after their unexpected Election Day results, some are saying Democrats might be focusing too much on urban minorities and the targeting of various blocs, while ignoring the economic plight of working-class voters in rural areas that the GOP overwhelmingly carried to victory. You see, it was always those white working-class voters that had a home in the Democrat Party. It was always thought that, a white-collar Republican, blue-collar Democrat, up until this election cycle. Senator Bernie Sanders, who nearly clinched the Democrat nomination himself, expressed this idea openly over the weekend and seemed to pin the blame directly on Hillary Clinton for ignoring millions of potential voters who might be willing to call the Democrat Party home, despite the fact that they didn't vote Democrat. It's not good enough for somebody to say, "I'm a woman, vote for me." That's not good enough, Sanders said in what seemed to be a clear reference to Clinton. Throughout the campaign, of course, Hillary leaned heavily on the idea that her victory as a woman would be historic. But that wasn't enough, now was it? You can't just say, "Hey, vote for me, I have a vagina, and oh yeah, that guy over there sucks." Because that was her message. That was her message. And she was viewed as somebody who could not connect. I mean, again, why is it that you had a billionaire from Manhattan that could connect with blue-collar people, working-class voters, and yet Hillary Clinton could not do that. In fact, these comments were echoed by Congressman Tim Ryan, who is trying to challenge Nancy Pelosi for her leadership position. He represents places like Trumbull County, Ohio, a far cry from Nancy Pelosi's district, which encompasses much of San Francisco. Trumbull County, Ohio, supported President Obama by 7 points, but saw a 30-point swing on November 8th and ended up going for Trump by 23 points. That is stunning. Democrats need to pay attention to that. Tim Ryan says, those people in that county, the average medium household income is $57,000 a year, which means a husband and wife with a couple of kids each makes less than $30,000 a year. And they think that Democrats don't care about them. And that's why they voted for Donald Trump. It's pretty simple. It's the economy, stupid. Ryan said, told CNN on Monday, we need to speak to their economic interests, that we get it, that we understand, that we talk about those things and we try to fight hard for those things. We need to talk to working class people. We don't talk to everybody anymore. We slice and dice and we talk to subgroups and interest groups. We don't have a unifying message that we can talk about in every room. Of course, some Democrats pushed back against that characterization, and they were saying that they needed to expand minority voting. Okay, that's fine. Former President Bill Clinton himself seemed to be aware of his wife's campaign vulnerabilities and made a concerted effort to win areas of the Rust Belt that went to Trump. Now there are stories coming out that young campaign staff ignored Bill Clinton. Ignored him. They wanted to expand the minority vote. Again. You know, and I said this during the campaign. The campaign that Hillary Clinton ran was one of the worst campaigns I've ever seen in history. Time and time again, I thought to myself, what is wrong with these people? You know, I mean, really? I mean, think about it. Remember when they brought out the Al Gore at the very end? Talk about global warming. Thinking that somehow Al Gore was going to get out the vote for young people. You see, they abandoned their traditional base. Donald Trump, on the other hand, went after the base, courted the base, and expanded the base. In fact, he expanded the tent. Which is, what these geniuses have been talking about forever. You know, part of that Republican autopsy, remember, was they needed to expand the tent. Now, of course, they hated that Donald Trump expanded the tent because it didn't encompass the establishment of the Republican Party, but it didn't matter. It didn't matter. Because the people that are part of the establishment of the Republican Party, they live in D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Their vote doesn't even count. So it didn't even matter. What counted was the people that lived in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Western New York, Wisconsin. That's what mattered. And the Trump campaign knew it. They exploited it. And that's why they won. And so I say to the Democrat Party, just keep doing what you're doing, man. You're doing a great job, really. Honestly. And I can think of no better person to attract white working class voters than Keith Ellison. I mean, can you think of anybody better than a black Muslim Marxist Leninist? So I think it's great. I said that to somebody the other day. I said, you know what? I think Ellison is the perfect choice, the perfect pick. These people still don't get it. They still do not get it. And I said this from the very beginning. You want to win? You got to get white people to vote for you. Right? And that was against what everybody said. Oh, no, you got to get Hispanics and blacks and minorities and gays and blah, 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 blah. Okay. How'd that work out for you? Because I think that even within that group, they probably voted for Donald Trump. Because, again, it's the economy, stupid. All this social justice stuff, you know, that's great when you're making a lot of money and you're living in these bastions of liberalism. Awesome. But that doesn't work in the rest of America. All right, I'm out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, send us your friend requests to me, Edward Woodson, and like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show. Also, follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth. Because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show. Changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.